The 2016 Grand Valley Shakespeare Festival, and why not a better way to start than talking about the first production right around the corner, Measure for Measure. It's directed by one such in the studio, Roger Ellis, along with one playing Claudio, Jake Molly. Good day to you, Roger Ellis. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Jacob Molly, welcome to our microphones. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too.
Yes. Roger, are you ready for this 2016 season?
We're not ready yet, but a week from next Friday, we'll be ready. We're still working at it, shall we?
Okay. All right, yes, as you should, to fine-tune what we will be seeing. Jacob, tell us a little bit about yourself. What brings you to Grand Valley?
I am actually a native of the Chicagoland area, and so Grand Valley really appealed to me because of its beautiful, lush green environments as well as its culture and atmosphere.
Great. What are you studying?
I'm a psychology major with a theater minor.
Mm-hmm. Why did you pick this combination?
Well, psychology and the mind is always something that's fascinated me, as well as I've had this deep compassion for others and helping people, so I always felt that that was something that I was meant to do. And theater always felt like a great way to express myself, and they seem like two great things that go together really well.
Great, and we'll be seeing you on stage very shortly. Roger, again, this the annual Grand Valley Shakespeare Festival, where you are at season 23, counting down quickly to your 25th season ahead. What do you bring as your opener this year?
Well, Measure for Measure is one of the infrequently done plays by Shakespeare. It's called one of the problem plays. It's actually a tragic comedy, a play that hath no deaths but brings many near to it.
Isn't it standard that you get a death or two in Shakespeare?
It normally is, and we have three or four people threatened with it here. In fact, Claudio here is the one who is seriously threatened, and he has a very famous soliloquy on death that he doesn't want to die and all. But no one actually dies. They just get close enough to repent and have their remorses.
Would you share a bit of the storyline, Roger, and then I'll throw it to Jacob?
Well, in brief, it is the struggle of the Duke of Vienna to reform his city, which is rife with corruption. And he is trying to struggle against his deputy, to whom he's left the power of the city, while the Duke himself disguises himself as a friar to see how this deputy does. And the deputy is so corrupt and causes trouble. It's really a woman's play, though. It's the women who save the city of Vienna by protesting corruption, speaking out and risking their necks in the final scene and bring it around to the right way of doing things.
Sounds like the choice for your season opener. What's the run?
The run is two weekends. We have performances evening and matinee. We have nine shows, including three weekday matinees for high school and middle school students. We bring about 1,500 of them into campus and give them a free show. So
get that Shakespeare in the minds of our youth.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob Molly, let's talk about Claudio, please. Share your character.
All right. Well, at the beginning of the play, Claudio is engaged to his fiancée, Julietta, and it is found out by the town that she is pregnant with child before they have completed their vows and been married. And so Angelo sees this as a great affront to his religion and to the moral uprightness of the state of Vienna. And so his very first act as the stand-in duke is to see that my fiance is imprisoned and that I am to be hanged for my crimes.
You've already given away the ending that probably is not going to happen, but how did you come to study for Claudio?
Studying from Claudio, well, I mean, the thing about all good theater, I think, is that you have to find yourself in the character, and I think it's safe to say that for, you know, most men of this day, that they find themselves in precarious situations, and it is not uncommon these days for people to be having children out of wedlock, for instance, or to find themselves in relational issues with girlfriends, fiancés, you know, wives and the like. And so to just try to put yourself in that character's shoes and see, you know, how some of your own life decisions, had they gone differently, how you could find yourself in this position and how you would react to it and how it would make you feel and what this brings about in you.
And how have you come to portray the Shakespearean style?
Well, I think Claudio, although he is not a perfect man by and large, he is a good man. He sets out to live a life where, although I would say he's quite hedonistic and he's seeking all the pleasures that life has to offer, he, you know, drinks regularly. Of course, he's having premarital sex. But at the same time, he is in a loving, committed relationship, and they are engaged, as I mentioned, to be married. The wedding, the only thing standing between this pregnancy being lawful and unlawful. So I think he's a man with good intentions that just found himself making some of the wrong decisions, and I think that's something that a lot of our audience can find in themselves.
There's why you took your psychology. You got it all figured out. Roger, did you cast this with students and or faculty? What's your mix here?
The mix here, Shelley, is that we have four guest artists, and they're all from the West Michigan region. And so we have three of them in the actor area and one as the professional stage manager. So we put them on stage, and the students come up right in the other roles. So it's a nice mix, a good balance, I think. In other years, we've had only one guest artist, and then the rest were students. But I think this is a much more balanced cast, so it should be fun for the audience, too.
And I'm going to speak about you, Jacob, so close your ears. Well, no, keep them open. obviously, looking for one to portray Claudio was a big deal. Kudos to Jacob for this.
Well, yes, kudos to him. He has he is the only character who is seriously facing death within an hour or two. And so Shakespeare puts him in the pressure cooker. He has a very famous soliloquy on what happens to what is death. And so it takes a young actor who can really engage that issue and talk very emotionally, you know, and be unafraid to do that. And I'd worked with Jacob last year in the Pirandello play, six characters, so I knew he had the chops for it. So we've been working at that.
That test was passed a long time ago. How do you best learn a monologue or a soliloquy? What's your style?
Personally, I like to sit there and just listen to it over and over and over again. So I have a nice little app on my phone that I can record all of my lines as well as the cue lines and other lines from the scene in. And then I'll go ahead and just like as I'm walking around on campus, getting places, going about my day, I'll listen to it and have it go over and over and over again and just have it beat into my mind like a song. And eventually I get to the point where I can be reciting it alongside of the recording and eventually not need the recording at all.
We used to do that with tape recorders.
Yeah.
Now it's apps. Roger, that was a big deal. Other character, other students obviously involved with this that are getting their education. This is again a big deal to be on stage as you're studying theater. Yes.
Yes, it is, Shelley. As I mentioned, it's especially a good play for all of our female students who are fighting for roles all the time. And in Shakespeare, although there are some very famous female roles, not many of them. And here we have five of the women. And as I say, they're pretty much the centerpiece as far as the theme is concerned. But the other aspect of the play is that this is the only one of Shakespeare's plays where he speaks favorably of the Christian church, the Roman Catholic Church in particular, because only by allying himself with the priests and the nuns in the city of Vienna can he bring about the moral reforms in this community that he wants. So it's a very interesting play. We're having a panel, by the way, on that, on church and state, because it's also a big issue in the national election, too. So we're going to be having that the first weekend.
Okay, good. The first weekend on that. And I know everything most likely can be found on gbsu.edu/shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the Grand Valley Shakespeare Festival. It's not like tents are set up in the back, but you have a variety of opportunities to get to know the Shakespeare, right?
Well, we do. We have our touring show that goes out around. They're doing Macbeth, a shortened version for the high school and middle schools, and they're touring all the way into November. And we have also a huge Shakespeare conference every 2 years, and this is a year for it. We have guests coming from throughout the Midwest, and as well as graduate students, too, and so that'll be going on the second weekend.
Jacob, you want to brag on Roger?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned before, this is the second time I've gotten to work with him, and it's very interesting to work with Roger. I must say it's unlike the other director from the department that I've worked with, Professor Karen Libman, and it's one of the nice things about being in an educational setting is to get to work with different people, different personalities, and to just learn everybody's process and just to find that sweet spot of what works well for you and what is it that you need to grow as an actor and also as a person.
Right. Why come see the show, Jacob Molly?
Why come see the show? I think, as Roger mentioned, although, you know, it was written in Shakespeare's time, it deals with many, many topics that are still very relevant today. So I would say that the play definitely tackles feminism in a way that is uncharacteristic of Shakespeare's era, with the women having so much agency and power over their destiny and having the ability to not only change their life, but the lives of others as well, dealing in church and state. And of course, what makes Shakespeare so great, that looking at humanity and in my character and other characters, them having to tackle with and wrestle with the inevitability of death and how they choose to handle that.
Great. Thank you. Break a leg, Jacob, playing Claudio. Roger Ellis, what's the run one more time?
The run is September 30th to a closing on a matinee performance on October 9th, Shelley. And incidentally, you should mention, too, that the play is in modern dress to bring out the contemporary applications of this, so the audience might see themselves up there. Who knows?
Great. All right. GBSU.edu again, /Shakes on this presentation coming up very soon. Thanks to the talents on the stage, Measure for Measure, and directed by you, Roger Ellis. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.